take. If you afraid, then you come along with me. And I know what you came here to do. Knock, knock, let me see you get loose. Going down for real.
Coming to you live from Browns headquarters in Berea, Ohio, this is Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Happy Wednesday. Nathan Zagura, Matt Wilhelm here from the Dog Bowl in Berea. Got a little bit of strange feedback.
It sounds echoey.
Like the microphone. A little echoey.
Hello.
Anyway, it is a little bit of a crazy day, obviously, here in Berea. Well, it is Mailbag Wednesday, so we'll get to your questions using the hashtag mailbag. You can tweet at Nathan Zagura, at Matt Wilhelm 57, at Browns underscore daily. Use the hashtag mailbag. Get your questions in. Obviously, a lot has come out in the last couple of hours. Mary Kay Cabot with an article about the Browns and GM Ray Farmer facing a possible suspension, fine, loss of draft pick for Texgate. Jason LaCanfora with a scathing article about the Browns and the leadership of this organization on CBSSports.com, which I think is filled with a lot of inaccuracies, as a matter of fact, as I read it. But obviously, a lot of questions. Tony Grossi from ESPN Cleveland wrote an article with questions that he wanted to ask. Of course, Ray Farmer, just a lot of people with a lot of questions. And this offseason, while it does not seem to be getting any better, Johnny Manziel in rehab. Josh Gordon, oh, we didn't even get to talk about that. That happened after we went off the air yesterday. Josh Gordon officially suspended for a year, as we all expected.
Yes.
Ray Farmer issuing a very stern statement about it yesterday. Another tough message. But right now, this is certainly seems like, again, a tough day in terms of, you know, the media perception of what's going on inside of this building. I would say is not positive. It may be at an all-time low. It is unfortunate. Obviously, there are going to be a lot of questions and, you know, a lot of questions about this and what comes out. But, you know, we will certainly let you guys have the form 216-578-0850 to talk about it. But again, disappointing for sure.
It definitely is. And, you know, Nathan, it's shocking for me to read this and to be a part of it, having never really had this much drama and turmoil happen at any one of my multiple stops throughout the National Football League. And I think Jason LaCanfora, as you said, there's so many inaccuracies as you read that article. But I think why it's so profound is because it kind of is a synopsis of a timeline of things that have gone wrong for Cleveland all in one article. And he kind of brings everything full circle and makes it seem like no one's on the bandwagon. Everyone is negative. Everyone is up at arms with each other. You know, when you and I both know different, people in this building know different, and there are steps being made in a positive direction. And it's an article like this, and the negativity we talked about yesterday was speculating about the call by Pete Carroll at the end of the football game, and so many other things like that make you wonder and just stir the pot when people don't have all the knowledge.
Yeah, people, I was not prepared to do this show, obviously, today. I think that there are certainly a lot of, you know, things being written right now about the Browns that I think are ridiculous. And there are things in the Lock and Four article that are factually incorrect that I know for sure. It's a tough day right now. It's a tough day to come on here. This is, you know, this off season. It's been Johnny Manziel's going to rehab. Josh Gordon is suspended. It is certainly a tough, you know, I don't know what not that there's a vendetta against Cleveland, but it certainly is a tough time right now to be, I'd say right now to be, you know, doing this show is a challenge today.
Sure.
In light of everything that's come out. You know, I personally, I know that the leadership of the Browns went down and they had their meeting and came back and felt very good about things coming out of that meeting down there in Florida. We talked about that leadership meeting, and that was what, you know, a show topic last week that people are into. What are the top things to focus on coming out of that? And I felt, and it certainly sounded from the people I talked to, that things were very positive coming out of that. If you were to believe everything that is written, it certainly does not seem that way. We are here in the building every day. I certainly don't get the sense that, you know, the culture in this building is toxic or that morale is beyond low. And if you flee, if you can flee, you're fleeing. We know that a lot of people stayed here, certainly on the staff stayed here. They were able to bring in people that they're excited about, young talent, to come and join the staff. So I don't know, you know, where all this is coming from. I think it's troubling, certainly for an organization. It's got to be troubling that that team sources are being cited in so many of these things. There are team sources cited in the Johnny Manziel one, team sources cited in this, so that there are a lot of, you know, people in the building talking about these things. Listen, I can only tell you what I see. I know, like I said, some of the things in there are not correct, and there may be things in here that are correct that I just don't know about, but it certainly it does not paint things in a very positive light here for the Cleveland Browns. And I do think that it's an unfortunate thing to get into this show and to start the show with, but it's obviously what people are dealing with, and anybody can feel free. It is Mailbag Wednesday to tweet us with your mailbag questions. Call up, ask your questions, and we will do as well as we can, you know, to deal with them and address these things. But I think a lot of the things in here are probably never going to be addressed, because if they were to be addressed, it would be by the owner, by Ray Farmer or Alex Shiner or the head coach Mike Pettine. And I don't know, you know, if they will be. I know that Mike Pettine and Ray Farmer do have a very good working relationship. I know that, you know, he calls out the president, Alex Shiner, who does not have any say in personnel issues whatsoever. That is not true. So it's just interesting. A lot of stuff being written. You know, there are Jason Lockenfour, a very good reporter, a good friend of mine, actually. I was obviously not in any way, shape, or form contacted for this story, but he, you know, also is friends with Brian Hoyer, friends with Lombardi, friends with, you know, Kyle Shanahan and their agents who are not here. So I don't know what the sources were on this, but certainly it's not positive. And the texting thing, not positive. Mary Kay Cabot saying that the Browns and Ray Farmer face a possible suspension, a fine, and a loss of draft pick, according to league sources. So that's certainly not good. So again, this offseason not off to a very good start for the Cleveland Browns.
No, it's definitely not. And I know, just again, for me personally, never having played for the Cleveland Browns and having no connection to this organization prior to becoming a part of this radio show, Cleveland Browns Daily, but playing in the league and understanding what a building is supposed to feel like, what I felt like from my perception of being, in some cases, a fly on the wall in regards to seeing and meeting Ray Farmer and seeing and meeting Coach Pettine, it wasn't the disappointment or that people were upset with each other. I think there was an overall kind of like disappointment from the season that we thought we could have. You know, being where we were at certain points in the season, you know, having the opportunity to be in those playoff talks and really grow into the opportunity to be nationally recognized for doing something so good, had this city abuzz, and what it has become after five consecutive losses, huge disappointment. And then again, the two guys who ironically have most recently drug the Cleveland Browns into the mud, Johnny Manziel and Josh Gordon, are the two guys who were up to no good in week 17, missing meetings, Johnny left in the locker room, Josh Gordon suspended. It's just funny how, two individuals, you know, two bad eggs, you know, can bring on a perception of an organization. And that's why I've kind of walked the hard line on getting rid of Josh Gordon as a cancer. You know, you don't keep, a benign tumor inside you. If they can remove it, they want to take it out, so you have a less reoccurrence of that cancer coming back. You know, so I think in Josh Gordon's case, he's got to go. And I think what you've got to love is, Dan Patrick and Stephen A. Smith and Colin Coward, if you listen to him talk about Johnny Manziel, on a lot of those guys not really being in favor of Johnny Manziel, the person, the Johnny Football persona, but have huge respect for him because he took a stand in his life. And that's what this is about. And I think that at this point, I don't necessarily think there's a need for Coach Pettine or Ray Farmer to step up and defend it, because then you end up looking like Josh Gordon. If there was, in fact, any wrongdoing, or if there is anybody upset with each other, the last thing you need to do is feel like the media, who creates these stories, in some cases they're not completely true, you need to answer to them. You need to answer to each other for the betterment of this organization.
Yeah, and that's certainly, we're going to be answering a lot of questions today. I think people are fired up about it. 216-578-0850. I don't think it's, you know, to me it's not funny. I don't know. I don't, again, think that things are as bad as what are written. But clearly, this is a Browns organization that has struggled for a very long time. It's a Browns organization that has been in constant upheaval, and it's a Browns organization that has struggled to kind of earn the trust in face of things like those that have come out today. And so it's, again, it's something that's going to have to be proven. It's kind of, in some ways, like Johnny Manziel. Like, you, actions speak louder than words. You've got to prove it. So we will certainly, you know, dive into this. I know you guys want to light up the phone lines right now, 216-578-0850. And you know, Matt, it's good that you are a player. You can talk about other buildings that you've been in, and that certainly is a helpful thing. But, you know, a lot of what it is talking about seems interesting, because it does seem to me like the cohesion and coordination between you know, Farmer and Pettine right now is the strongest that it has been since they have been here. I think they were thrust together, kind of a unique situation. Typically, the GM picks the coach. That didn't happen in this case. And they, you know, have been working together, I think, effectively. I think overall the talent of this team improved. Overall the effort of this team improved. The coaching improved. So there were strides made there. And I think the point of taking those retreats and the things that they did are to get even more on the same page and learn from what they did in year one to make it better in year number two. And that's certainly what the Browns are going to try to do. But there are at this point, as it is, you know, can be more questions than answers as it relates to this Cleveland Browns team and organization. And we will do our best to dive into those over the next 2 hours here on Cleveland Browns Daily, of course, driven by Liberty Ford. It's Mailbag Wednesday, so you can get your questions in the hashtag mailbag. I'm sure they will be a lot of fun. And you can also call us 216-578-0850 here. Nathan Zagura and, of course, Matt Wilhelm on CBD.